As part of our special report, The Missing Pieces of Procurement Reform, we look next at bid and contract award protests. In the grand scheme of things, 1,600 protests a year don't amount to much, stacked next to the 1 or 2 million contract actions each year. That's according to former Office of Federal Procurement Policy Administrator Dan Gordon, who shares his perspective.
I'm definitely of the school that would tell you that protests are not nearly as big a problem as some people would have you believe.
And why is that?
Well, part of it's a matter of numbers. People make you think that protests are happening all the time. I remember an encounter I had not that long ago with a member of the House of Representatives who said virtually every procurement today is being protested. It's almost laughable, but you do hear that all the time. The fact is there are hundreds of thousands of federal procurements every year, and there are fewer than 2,000 protests filed. And that's combining both GAO and the Court of Federal Claims.
Could it be that they occupy so much attention because it's often the very big contract awards that do get protested, so it's almost as if there's very few plane crashes, but every one is a 747?
Not really. It is certainly true that you're more likely to get a protest if you're dealing with a very large procurement. But I got to tell you, I've spent a couple of decades, coming on 3 decades now, dealing with bid protests, and a very large percentage of them are tiny, tiny procurements. Every federal supply schedule buy can be protested, and a lot of them do get protested.
And you spent a long time at GAO in the whole protest shop. What's your experience there? Describe what it is you looked at and what you kind of took away from that those years.
I had a wonderful 17 years at GAO. GAO is an amazing institution of the American government. Not all of that time was I working in the bid protest shop, but a good deal of the time I was. And the fact is that the attorneys at GAO who handle protests, and it is attorneys because they're not looking to see if contracting agencies are being wise or prudent. They're looking to see if contracting agencies are following procurement law, whether they're following the federal acquisition regulation. And I found the process enormously satisfying. The fact is that our contracting agencies do a very good job in the great majority of their procurements. The lawyers that represent protesters or sometimes the awardees defending against protests are generally professional, they're collegial, they work together, and they really are focused on whether this procurement was handled lawfully or not.
And do you think sometimes maybe even vendors conclude that perhaps there might have been some technical violation, but in the end, the correct contractor was chosen anyway because of the merits of the bids?
I would put it slightly differently. I would say this. When companies lose competitions for contracts, are they likely to protest? And the answer, again, is overwhelmingly no. 99-point-some percent of the time, when a contractor competes for a contract and loses, it does not protest. Protests are exceedingly rare.
Is the judgment capability of whether to protest, is that something that a company of experience can acquire?
Yes, because I remember when I worked in the private sector before I went to GAO, we would often meet with senior executives of companies that had just lost a competition for contract. And the fact is, the company's people have different pulls and tugs when it comes to whether to file a protest. The CFO will often want to say, we're not throwing good money after bad, because the odds are you're not going to win the protest. And even if you win the protest, you're not going to get the contract. But the person who is in charge of the company's proposal, whether it's called a proposal manager or program manager or whatever, that person often wants to protest because they often think that theirs was obviously the better bid. And therefore, if they lost, there must have been something wrong. That person often needs to be dissuaded because that person will want to protest many, many times.
I guess companies could conclude, and they don't, so there's a good reason they don't, but they could conclude just automatically protest everything we don't get on the chance that even if we win 10, 12% of them, that's 10 or 12% more business than we would get otherwise.
Right, and if you ask contracting officers, they will tell you there are lots of companies like that. The facts just don't support it. It is not true. Protests are extremely rare, and the companies that are filing more than 10 protests a year are, I'm not even sure that the 3 of them in a year. It is very, very rare to have one of these repeat protesters. And frankly, when you do, they're probably going to be tossed out shortly after they file the protest.
And just to put it in perspective, there are, what, about a million contract actions a year?
It depends how you count. In an article I wrote a couple of years ago, I was really, really conservative, and I said 200,000. You could argue that it's more like a million, but even if it's 200,000, the fact is you only get about 1,500, 1,600 procurements protested a year. GAO numbers are larger than that, because that's only because of a quirk. The GAO has always counted supplemental filings as new cases, but they're not new procurements being protested. So that in the famous Boeing tanker protest a few years ago, if you looked at the GAO decision, that counted as seven protest decisions in favor of Boeing. But it was just one decision about one procurement.
And that one was probably an outlier in terms of the statistics, because the protest resulted in a huge contract being taken from one vendor who, by many, many accounts, was fully capable of performing, because it's building tankers for other air forces and so forth, and went to Boeing. So maybe that one really is the exception that proves the rule.
Yeah, what I looked at a couple of years ago in an article that I published in the Public Contract Law Journal was, what does happen after a company wins a protest? It's won the protest, but is it going to get the contract? As you say, as you point out, in the Boeing case, Boeing did eventually get the tanker contract. But as you also said, that turns out to be the exception. In at least in the year that I looked into it, we looked at every single case where somebody won a protest. We looked to see if they won the contract ultimately. 75% of the time, three quarters of the time, the protest winner still didn't get the contract.
We're speaking with Dan Gordon. He's former OFPP administrator during the first Obama term and now senior advisor in the procurement law program at the George Washington University Law School. And so let's look at the bigger picture. There's procurement reform bills bouncing with different degrees of possibility of passing in the Congress right now. Lots of talk about new FAR regulations needed. What's your take on the state of procurement in reality? We've talked about protests in reality. Is procurement all that bad, or is there a couple things that are not so good?
It's interesting. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations issued a big document last week with the views of a series of people about procurement reform in the defense area, and including a paper that I wrote. And I confess that my view is that the procurement system is much better than people want to admit. We are torn because we're trying to satisfy competing goals. We're trying to have a system that gets 23% of the dollars to small businesses. We're trying to get a system that's completely transparent. We're trying to have tons of competition. We want to have accountability, but we also want to have our users satisfied. We also want to move quickly. You can't do all those things. It is no surprise that there's lots of criticism. But in my opinion, the system works well. And I confess, I am more concerned of Congress doing damage than I am hopeful that Congress is going to improve anything.
Because things seem to reach their own level over the years. I remember, and you remember, when most of the small procurements were done through the GSA schedules, and it exploded in the 90s and became $17, $20 billion type of operation. Since then, the government-wide acquisition contracts have come to the fore. And when you were OFPP administrator, the policy of the administration was to look at to see if there were too many GWACs. And then you kind of came around and said, well, maybe there aren't too many GWACs. What's your sense of that?
A couple of things. One is, it is true that we took a hard look and I took a hard look. So that when NIH, for example, was trying to renew their GWAC, we insisted on drilling down, interviewing people. We interviewed large companies, small companies. We interviewed people at the Small Business Administration. We talked to users across the government. And I was actually surprised that eventually I was persuaded, and we were persuaded, that it did make sense to have let NIH go on with another GWAC. I think that people on the Hill got obsessed with the idea that interagency contracting was a bad thing and that it was inefficient. As a general rule, I would say it's exactly the opposite. interagency contracting is actually more efficient if you think about it. If the choice is having 200 contracts from all the little agencies and components across the federal government for the same widget, or having 3 or 4 government-wide contracts, it's obviously more efficient to have 3 or 4. You could argue that it'd be better to have only 1 or 2. Actually, I have some concern. In the olden days when GSA had a monopoly, I don't think that worked that well, and I think most federal users would tell you it's actually healthy for there to be some competition with against GSA. Does that mean that we should have 1,000? No. But the few government-wide contracts we have, whether it's for IT, so GWACs, or other government open IDIQ contracts, I think work pretty darn well.